So, there's another thing I'll have to warn all of you about.
Disclaimer.
Before we
Donnie Youth, what do you see?
Terms and conditions apply. Listen, there's a little imaginary box there. You better tick it.
Right there.
Before you get into this fucking podcast, because we don't want no. This is real and raw, fam. Yeah? This is the things that we don't usually speak about as Somalis. So,
you know,
terms and conditions apply. Tick the box if you want to go through.
Tick the box.
If not, just back out.
Please lift me. Or tick the box.
Catch the night bus.
Wherever the stick of you. Tottenham Court Road.
Welcome to the first episode of the Fish and Chips.
Fish and the Chips
podcast. You got myself, Bash. To the left of me. Bermazy. To the right of me. Backpack books. Let's get serious, guys. Obviously, we're going to be talking about a lot of subjects. This is our first episode. We're going to be addressing a lot of things that happen in the Somali community. Yeah? Mali's from...
Fish and Chibis
community. Fish and Chibis
community. Our community.
Yeah. Everybody community.
Let's get serious, guys. Boom. The first thing that we need to start talking about, personally, is how the fuck did we get here?
We was all in the Horn of Africa.
I don't know about you motherfuckers, yeah, but I'm not one of those Somalians that has been born on the 1st of the 1st of the 1st. 1990, no, nigga, my shit is... I was born in Saudi Arabia, fam, so I came here on a plane.
Okay.
Oh, it was cool.
Fam, I came on a plane too, you know. Man, not yelling Libya.
Were you in Hamburg, though?
I wasn't, but we left from... we left from Ethiopia.
That one is dangerous.
Why we got kicked out. Because of tribal.
Nigga, I never got kicked out, fam.
But obviously, we got run out of our own country, though.
No, man, we all got run out because no warlords over there, fam. We're warlords here, bro. Shit.
You man trying to run us out, fam?
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah.
Why do Somalis talk about Kabil, but these niggas be carrying British passports?
Fam.
It's backwards. The whole thing's backwards.
Can you go to Somalia and live there forever?
Of course I can.
No, you can't. Because you're going to start missing the UK.
No, I won't.
Yeah, of course you will. How many people go there, they say, oh, I'm going to live, I've fucking had enough.
It's London, though,
fam,
isn't it?
You're always going to end up coming back, fam.
No, my neck.
We're mentally stuck.
Cool. You say that, yeah, but... Literally, I can tell you 5 niggas right now, yeah, that cut. And ain't back.
They got cases. They ain't coming back, and them niggas are still there, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, no. You know what is okay, it might, like, I'm just talking about the majority. You're talking about a little minority.
I think it's the younger you are. The more likely you are to come back.
No, the longer you've been here, you're always going to miss the UK.
Hold on. Was not the plan, yeah, when Hoyo and that was ducking out of Somalia so that when we get nice, we go back to Somalia?
That was the plan.
That was the plan.
Changed,
I don't know about you, because that's still my plan. When I'm ready, I'm going to go stay there.
That's my plan till today, fam.
It's still the plan.
To this day, nigga.
Till tomorrow was...
That's my plan.
No, but you have to be.
You say what? Are you not? Do you see? Okay, You, Arsenal, we weren't born here. He was born here.
I was born here. Oh. I would have lived here for the rest of my life.
So you're not even a fish and chips then? You're
I'm the fish and chips.
He's scampi.
Scampi and chips. Scampi and chips. Or maybe even a Savoy. Savoy and chips. Haddock and boy.
No, I'm fully, man's cod.
Yeah.
Man's
been back, though.
But him, yeah, good thing about him, he's been going back since, you get it, fam? Going back there. You get it, fam? How long you lived there? You lived there for some
time? 3.5 altogether. Yeah. 3.5 years.
In this country?
No, in Somalia.
In Hargeisa, fam. Somalia.
Fam. You're not fish and chips, fam. Get off this podcast. Get off
the podcast, added the chibis to it.
No, he's been there on, like, you know, the Ellis thing, 3.5 years.
Ah, cool.
And holidays in that included.
And holidays included.
How many times have you been to Somalia?
But I've been like 5-6 times, bro.
How about you?
Same. Probably about 5 to 10, fam. Back and forth.
This guy, how long have you been there? This guy is a real fish and chips. He went there once, and that was 2000.
No,
that was like 1969 or something.
Yeah, what's in 1969? Suck your girl,
there.
Bro.
That's the last time.
Nigga, I went to a bull farm.
Yeah, that's how you bull, you died, and you went there. And you
I went there. No, listen, I went there 3 times. So, you know, like Hoyo had to go show Hoyo. Yeah. Like, when I was a baby, they took me there. Then, you know, learn how to
show. Been back since.
When he went there, when he was a baby, yeah, I was a troublesome kid. I said, yeah, you have to come with me as well. Mm. So, twice. Mm. And then I went properly, like, when I was 15, in 2002.
Okay.
Yeah, and then...
Fam, I went there.
Nigga, I would have still been there, fam. The only reason why they brought my ass back here is because I started to talk about, yo, hidden by Galaya with General Morgan and shit. They paid $22,000. Not just in one, like... I know, I think it's like 11.
For those who don't understand, it means he would have became a warlord. You know, the war child. The little kids with a big machine gun.
With a sweater vest.
Yeah, sweater vest.
No, man.
The front line ones. What's you know that film, bro?
No.
Have you seen that film? What's it? Idris Elba.
I'm trying to tell you. The one where they put the gunpowder and cocaine. Yeah, but the nigga tried to come with some brain. I call Shaker than now.
Yeah, pause.
After I wrapped up like 11 different people, and all together, we had like $22,000 in 2002. Okay. That is a lot, my nigga. Mm. Oh,
So what? That you was hitting people up or something?
No, bro, my nigga. Like, you see how we grew up here? Like, you punch up a nigga and shit. They don't know that shit over there.
No, that's happened. That's happened.
Boom, boom, boom. Breaking a nose, jaw's broken.
Yeah, and you gotta pay. You gotta
pay. And I have to pay that shit. Yeah, and I'm like, but I'm not paying it. Mm. They complain to
the tribe.
I'm like, what? $22,000? I'm trying to get $50 here so I can jump in a car to go to Ethiopia. So I can say, hey, I'm British, man. Take me back, my niggas. They don't know this
level. I know a man that done that.
What? On my mum's, I was trying to do that, How about that? How about that? Yo, listen, man. You're going to have to pay like you'd have to have at least another $100 in bribe money on you. And that shit has to be in dollars, like one ones, fives. Bro, and if they're ever going to run up on you, they're going to take everything off you, nigga. And the driver that's taking you there, he's saying, listen, you see the $50? You give it to me here when I get you there. If we get there... That's when you give me the $50. You hold that, my nigga. If you get robbed on the way, nothing ain't guaranteed, bro. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, my nigga, I got guys who sending me money from fucking England and shit. £20 here, putting it together.
Bro, my first one-on-one that I saw, over there, I saw two kids, they're on top of each other. Fam, they're doing this. They're punching each other's stomachs. They're like, bah, bah, bah. I'm thinking, what are you lot doing, fam? They're like, if I hit his face, that's money, bro.
That's money, bro.
And these, obviously, that's they come from poor families, obviously, down there. They're like the ones I saw. So it's like, if they can't cost their family that kind of price, do you know what I'm saying? So they're punching each other here, fam. Bow, bow. And I'm like, is this a fight or is this a spa? Like, you know, So they're going, boom. And I can see their face is serious. You get it? The face is everything serious. But they're licking each other here and there. And I'm like, it's a spot.
No, bro, that's what I'm saying. Fam. Niggas is trying to grab me and shit. I'm like, what? What are you doing, blood? Mm. Bow, bow. Oosh. Headbutts. Broken noses. Hey, up.
Yeah, fam.
And I said, yo, blood, you're not going to give me that money, fam. If you told me, yo, I'm going to make somebody hit me, bro. But,
But obviously, there's the other ones. There's crazy ones that will actually.
Yeah, they'll do that.
They'll hit you up. Forget no. There's crazy ones that will actually hit you up.
Yeah, but listen. nigga, the, I don't know your bacho ass, nigga.
Nigga, you need to come to our side and see how we live.
You like, hey, oh, like, what, where you lot got traffic lights and shit?
Oh, no, we got traffic lights.
Peaceful. No, niggas,
no, we got, we got the guy.
You got the traffic light.
The human traffic light. You know the guy with the white glove.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you got a whole guy, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
yeah, and do you know what we have?
Whistle.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my way.
Okay.
I'm going to stick the arm out the window.
That's still that, though. That still runs. Bro, I got stopped in Hargeisa driving. And the guy, I could tell he was trying to punk me. He just wanted some money.
Oh.
So he's like, oh, nah, give me your listen. Give me your listen.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
This is how I had a provisional. I had a provisional.
What, you kidding?
I'll tell you a little funny story. I had a provisional. Yeah.
Were you finessed with a provisional?
No. I said, no. And he goes, can you want normal? Like, what is it? Can you want normal?
What is
I said, what professional license? What license? Go where it is. Where am I going? And then obviously he couldn't get his lick. Do you get it, fam? So he's like, no, I don't want this. Like, oh, come on, Garana. I don't know. He was just moving. He just wanted money. Innit?
Yeah.
Then I just drove off. Do you know what I'm saying? Like normal. Do you know what I'm saying, fam? And it's like, it's not even just me. There's so many people I've seen normal. Like, it's like,
I had that problem until I went to Kenya, fam.
When you go to the airport.
No, what, in Kenya?
In Kenya, when you go in the airport, they want money, fam.
No, my nigga, I'm a... How can I say? Lakta nigga, brother.
Yeah.
So when man land here, man got a big fucking MLG Mercedes waiting for me.
I see.
I jump in the whip. Abo, I'm driving this motherfucker.
No way.
Do you know where you're going? I don't care. Just say left and right.
Nah. Like a lot of Darod people, they've got like Kenya, fam. Where he stand up? Wait, do you know?
No. Do you know who's got it though? Mm. The Ugaden still.
No, Ugaden, but they're more Utopia. They're more Utopia.
I understand, but I'm saying that their presence in fucking Kenya is like that, bro. Like some other year, of course.
The one I think the Machete, the Marahan, the Darod.
Yes, the Darod is buried in there.
They're the ones that got a bar. They got money out there.
Bro, they got houses in.
Like, they don't even want to go back to Somalia.
No, they're so dead. Nice. They're nice
in Kenya, bro.
Yeah. All you have to do is speak Swahili.
Yeah, that's it. And they Mambo, live there.
Cheap still.
Mambo, VP, it is. It's cheaper than
plus, you can find anything you want.
Everything you can find.
Everything
you want, you can find.
Everything.
Like, if you want to live like you're in England, you can live. You get it, obviously. Like, if you want to live, you get it, like Africa. Yeah. You get it, fam.
Back to what we were saying, though. Mm. How did we get here, fam?
Oh, what the
wheel
fuck?
Wheel it. I wheel it one time.
Hey, listen, wheel it. How the fuck did we get here, guys?
I want to go back.
I want to say, look. Can you say in the comments as well, like, how did we get? I want answers from everyone.
How?
How did they get here?
Bro, it's like, no. How did we get here? Like, we came from, like, basically a war zone. We ended up being here. But then now, we are not those kids from the war zone. Like, our parents, the ones that brought us here, they're not those people. And everyone's English now. So what I'm saying, how we get here, like, how did we become so...
Lost in translation.
Yeah, lost in translation. Okay, that's it. You get it. How did we just get here? Do you get it, fam? Everyone had a plan. You get it? The only way, the mothers and that, the ones that, you get it, fam, bought us here, the first, well, they're not really...
Imagine him, though. He's the first generation.
He's the first generation.
Kind of thing.
He's born here.
Imagine him coming here from a country like Somalia and then seeing this. Imagine adjusting to that for them, fam.
Yo, we saying eyes wide open and shit.
You know them ones?
Okay, I've actually got a good story for you guys.
Go. Good.
When my mum came here while she was pregnant with me, she came to the UK. I was born in Somalia.
That's mad.
She came here on holiday.
No, man. She was because
she came here on holiday.
She wanted to see that.
Yeah?
I've seen it.
My mum, everything was good for her. Man come from... When I was back home, we came from an uppity family.
Uppity.
Hey. Hey, listen, I came from an uppity family. So obviously, my mum used to work in a bank. You get it? Dad was general in the army. Ooh. None of them ones, fam. You get it? So it was like normal. Like, so my mum, when she came in, she goes, I saw Somalis in a flat. Yeah, they're all sitting around and they're eating like... making these thing, beans, you know what I'm saying? These kind of food, the English type of food. These times, I was in Somalia, and on my night out, like, I used to eat in Harafis, like, it's like top restaurants.
Yeah.
And that was my Tuesday. So then she goes, nah, bro, I'm coming back to, like, she was supposed to see if we can
live here. If we can live there. I told you, want to go see what's going on.
This was gonna, then she's like, no, I don't want to live here. And then she goes, the Somalis, they're sitting down in one little dead flat. They're getting like £50 a family, because obviously things were cheaper back then.
Yeah, of course.
So they were getting £50 a week, and the whole family would be surviving off that £50. And she goes, I used to eat that in Asho, like on nights.
Yes,
out.
On
Hakkasan.
In, yeah.
Somali Hakkasan.
In some, in back in them days. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, fam?
That's in Hakkasan.
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 Futasan.
Serious.
Listen. So, okay, that's what I'm telling you. So we wasn't supposed to be here. As well, so when I say well, how did we get it? This was another. You get it,
right, cool. Do you know
so
why?
Life was.
Do you know why we're not supposed to be here? Fam? Yeah.
Obviously, then what happened was some guy from East Tribe. Yeah.
No. Go back on the travel thing, fam.
Came a chat. I ain't no tribe in this, man. Just all for entertainment purposes. You get me, fam? Standard. Yeah. Go on. Look at it.
You have to sit.
Yeah, because I was about to hear some bullshit about that. Somehow I jump over this goddamn and start breaking shit over your head, blood.
Fam, over anything.
But the reason why we're still here, though, is because, it's your generation that's supposed to go, me and you, our generation was supposed to go back here and basically go fix Somalia. And again, my question is, hold on, after Abo and Uncle and them man there fucked up the water, they want man to go there. Mm. And waste like what 20 years, 15, 30 years. You know how Somalis are, they're stubborn than a motherfucker. 20, 30 years to try and rebuild a country, and that's just work. It's not, I went back to my country, that's nice. That's why we're still here.
No, but I don't think they thought that far ahead. You know, them was, they would have liked that.
They would have liked. No, that was the plan. You were supposed to go back, my nigga. Right now.
No, look.
You're not like... supposed to be here. You're supposed to be, your wedding was supposed to be in Somalia. 21 and turning up in Somalia, in your country. Me and Bash was supposed to pattern that for you. But I think we came with this mentality of, for me, that's what it is. Why am I going back to fix the country that you don't fucked up? You don't go
back.
Mash up. Freedom passed by UK government. Bro, go fix my fucking country that you fucked up, bro. And then I can go back there, fam. That's why we're still here, bro.
Yeah.
Or the Ashes don't want to take no responsibility. On the past the buck.
Yeah, fam. They just fed us to the wolves.
No, that country's too divided. It's too divided. You've got so many different tribes and then chilling. Man, look up, tribe.
Yeah.
That no two tribes will get along that well for a long time.
That's a myth.
No, trust me, it's cool. Like that, fam.
My mom is Hawiye, and my dad is Darod, so technically I'm Darod.
Okay.
Every single one of my niggas, they all Isaac.
Yeah. That runs though, but that's because that's because we're from
not
here.
Not everyone, but majority who you grew up with, obviously.
They all we fucking Isaac. Count them, bro.
Yeah.
Other than Dange and Garb and Kate. Who else? Goof.
No, but here it's like
that's
we can
it.
Relate.
That's it.
We can
obviously,
relate.
That's it. Goof and five.
Yeah.
Who was I fucking with? You. Soup.
Do.
Yeah. Who are all
them names? All them names.
Hamoud.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Who are them? All them names? They're you.
Yeah, for real.
Then so
nah, I guess,
all of that Gabila shit comes out the window for me. It don't make no sense.
Me too, fam. Me too.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. It's because we're from here, though. That's how we can get along. We're in a country. We're in a foreign country.
Yeah, but man,
our peoples. So that's why you see
no, but that's
Somalis.
The thing though. No, but that's the thing though. Safe, at first, yeah, that's what I thought it was supposed to be. We're all Somalians in a foreign land, so we're supposed to be like this.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Niggas still be out here. But I'm like, nah, man, it's you and then the brand. Bro, I wasn't even alive when that shit was happening. I was like four, my nigga. What the fuck are you talking about, bro? I don't know Kabil.
Yeah,
I can tell you what I am.
There's people. There's people that still have it in their fam.
I dare you. I dare you.
But they're conditioned,
never,
though.
It's never been in our team.
I triple dare you. Yeah. I will pay you. Tell me to name another Kabil other than just mine. I don't know. I can tell you what I am. That's about it. Darod. Jatin. Ahmed Mohammed. Abdul Osman. It's about as far as it goes for me. Tell me to name yours. All I know is Issa Mohammed. Is that Issa? Are they Somali? Are they from the South?
I know. No. Let me tell you something.
No, that's just names.
It's just names.
It's not even a location. It's names to me.
I know from me, my name, to Sheikh Saq. I know I can say everything.
All the way back to...
No, Sheikh Saq, the man who fucking made...
Oh, I heard about that nigga. I heard about that nigga. What, the guy?
Mali, he were Mali though, innit?
No, he was Arab there, apparently. Yeah. I hear. I don't know.
This was Iraqi or something, apparently.
No, he was Yemeni or
something. No, no, Arab what happened? What happened, yeah? What Kila Isaka, yeah? What the guy that...
The guy that made the Sheikh Saq, the Sheikh Saq was a Sheikh Boha. He was a, you know them people that obviously preaching the deen to, you get it?
Okay, let me tell you a story.
You know, back in the days, like Sahaba...
Let me tell you a story that I got told you in a Murfish by one of your people. That,
you get it, fam,
let me tell you about a story that I got told you by a Saq guy. Yeah. Mm. Not even a Saq, he's a Tarot guy. And he was telling me about this Saq shit guy. Mm. So what? He na'asko or Arab ka'aha or Habr Nasod. He put like a little white picket fence around there and said, yeah, this is a reason. What that guy you're talking about?
This guy is a
Well, why this? I got told this in a Murfish. Somebody told me this in Gus Murfish.
No.
On my mom's life. And I was sitting there like,
nah, that's cap. Okay,
that is
you
that.
You got you with that. You got you with
that. Like, that was trolling. That was trolling.
That nigga, and I was, you know, like, I rather believed him. I was like, what? Sweat on. And then I asked the, what's his name? Fucking, Louis. And he's like, what? Are you buzzing? I was like, yo, bro.
No, that was troll. That was straight trolling.
It was straight trolling. Bro, this is a while ago, though. But I was like, what? I'm not even, you know, like, I'm just... So obviously, my mind is not here, so when I'm like... You know, like, I stopped and listened to it. So I was like, what? What did he just say? I was like, what the fuck? Yo!
It's like that meme. You know the meme? You know the... You know the caterpillar thing?
No. You got it wrong. No.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about this.
No, it's the way you said it. I was doing this too.
And he said, what? All right, let me tell you a story about that guy. I was like, yes, we're not.
And then boom. And then what? No, okay, listen, it's a cut that.
Editing.
No, we need to go on there.
No, editing. We could drop that.
We'll leave that for the buzz.
We'll leave that for the buzz. But listen. Don't scream that though, fam.
No.
That's bullshit. Don't believe it. I mean, fuck screaming it. It's a joke. But don't believe that kind of shit.
No, I don't believe that no more still.
Yeah.
I don't believe that no more still.
Yeah. Now, so if we pick your fences, come on, bro. my brother, Sariya.
My nigga. That's all that.
My brother, Sariya, Nasa, bro.
I said, yo, bro.
Fuck.
Fam, do you know how bad it is? He made me laugh so much. I put him on the chip for that, bro.
It's like the corner, fam. It's there, fam.
It's when you pass.
It's past.
Yeah.
Straight. It's like there, fam. All them ones.
I hear that.
Nah, that spot there. Going back. I would go back there if my yard looked like, you know, them LA yards or something, and just make it.
Yeah, but I don't think you understand.
Some people out there are living good, you know.
Wallahi, it's not hard.
Fam. It's not hard, but I'm saying.
My nigga, should I show you the one where he's living?
There's this one house I see, bro, one time. It's like a mansion, but it's two houses, and they're twin houses, and there's a big gate. Do you get it? It's all the way up in Masalaha side. Bro, this guy He's got two wives that live in each house in one big gate. Imagine man just pulls up in his little ma'awis.
I wish I go tonight.
Inni,
mini, mani, mo.
You get it? Tonight, nah, that was chatty shit. Inni, mini,
mani, mo. You pull up to the house and go, inni, mini, mani, mo. Which one am I going to go?
Bro, and guess what? They not like, they cool with each other. The two wives are cool. They're blessed. They're picking up.
He's a G. He's a G.
Apparently, the kitchen is one. He's got a kitchen at the back, and the kitchen is one.
Is that where the houses come together?
Yeah. No. That's at the back. It's a separate kitchen, and it's one.
What's one?
So basically, both houses, all the food is in that kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where they meet up.
What should we cook, big man, today?
Oh shit. No, I cooked him lamb yesterday.
You know he's laying that properly.
Wait.
No. It takes finance
and some wood.
The runner correction. Big runner correction, fam. Yeah, hey, fam. Wait, would you ever have two wives? Or four? Nigga, you
personally,
have to have four.
Personally.
You can have four.
No. Personally.
Is your game that good?
No, it's not the game.
It's your mind. Is your mind ready for that?
No. It's can you take that pressure, fam?
Yeah.
Can you take that pressure? It's not even that. First of all, it's expensive. Second of all, it's draining. Because
finance. If you
beat this one tonight, it's Allah said you have to.
Pattern the next
you
one.
You have to. Everything has to be the same.
Yeah, equal.
So you gave her two nuts last night. You have to give the next one two.
Nah,
nuts.
It's getting one on
but
one.
But that's draining,
one
fam.
One. That's one on one.
That's draining.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man said,
you're keeping yeah. busy. Oh,
two nuts. No, no, you have to. Whatever you do for this woman, if you buy this one a little one earring, you got to get the other one a next earring. So, or else it's Na'amal fam. It's like,
it's
obviously.
But it's like, it's like the point. Kids, though. It's like what you do for the two kids. If you've got two kids.
Yeah.
You're gonna buy one something. You're gonna buy that
bro,
one.
Bro, sometimes thing, you might tell that one you be naughty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, but that's gonna make them feel some type of way.
You be naughty, mate. Nah, just so he can work hard to be this like this one.
How sorry are? Can you see my? Put a shirt right now.
You see, man, he's
lit.
See,
man, he's lit right now.
You got see my new top.
Yeah, that will spark something in them, fam.
Oh,
that's gonna spark something in them to be. That's, you know, we're envious. That's where the envy starts.
Jealousy, but obviously that's gonna happen. Bro, wait,
trust
bro.
Trust me,
fam.
When you're cheating, if you got two kids now, like right now, my two daughters. If I was to give one something, like a little iPad or something,
the next one's gonna be
using her thing and be like, "Where's
bro?" But I'm talking about okay. So, bro,
hold on. Am I wrong though, fam? Right now, see that? This is certified, Savile and Chips. Man said, if I gave my daughter an iPad, an offer,
I have to.
Give her, are you mad?
Plus,
man had to share one fucking Game Boy.
That's how I grew up.
It's mine at 2 o'clock.
I'm fucking it's about that 2 o'clock.
Times have changed, man.
What? Allah.
Trust me.
God damn, man. Said,
nah, times have changed. But personally, I remember, we grew up in a 10 children household.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get it, fam? You grew up in seven.
Five.
But
That's half the problems, bro.
If you include all the people that mommy was bringing to the country,
bro, we lived with another like mother,
my cousin, uncle,
and another three. So there's 13, bro.
I'm telling you,
13.
My house.
There
was five.
I had five.
Actually, the little ones weren't really born. I'm talking about
12, 11.
More time, the little ones weren't there.
I had this thing got a goddamn heater on, man.
Yeah, fam.
No shit. Shit off.
But yeah, fam. It's mad still. No, but listen. You took a day. What are you? I'm not going to laugh at my shit.
I'm already hot. I'm a hot boy. I ain't trying to be that fire, bro.
Nah, for real, fam. But you see what I'm saying? That person, like, see my mom, she can't go off and buy chains and say, all of you get. Because she ain't going to have, like, two racks to spend on
one
of
them people. What are you talking about? I've got a story to read. I've got a story.
Do you know what I'm saying? Eid, fam. You know what I'm saying? Like,
When's the last time you took a Eid, like, clothes? Your mum bought you Eid water clothes. The last time. How old was you?
I was 13, 14. 14, yeah.
When I was, going into 12, I was just about to become 12, 15. Yeah.
14, not start. 14. 14, yeah, about 14. Cool. After that, it was like...
Dubai, remember Dubai, we used to go Karama and that.
Yeah, but that was working them days. Yeah. I was working them days, though. You get it?
Oh, yeah.
I had money.
Look at this, Savile. My clothes was coming from Dubai.
No, we was living there. We were living there, but I was nice.
So.
Oh, I remember.
You get it? I was 18, 19.
When I was 12, I said,
this guy's capping, fam.
Listen, I'm not capping, bro. He's a liar, bro.
He was getting Eid clothes. He was 16. And...
No, I wasn't a liar.
Oh, yeah, I'm size 9 now.
Wallah, I'm going to punch you. Wallah, I'm going to punch you. Please don't get involved, bro. Wallah, I'm going to hit
you. He's a liar. Oh, yeah,
I'm size 9 Listen, now. Listen, let me do the truth, bro.
Boy, I'm latched.
Fam, from year 6, I was like size 7. So you see these niggas. Walking around in 110s. It's not 110.
Nah.
Why are you talking? Let me talk, please.
You had a junior size there.
Man could get away with that shit. Like 5.5 behind.
Man's creeping the feet. You know the.
That's what they're doing. But a nigga, my feet is size 7. I can't even do that, bro. Like, it's peak. Said to her, yo, she took me to this. You know, local Sarkis. Sarkis Robinson. That shit, man. Boy.
That used to look like a fucking.
Do you know why? No. Do you know why?
The lift I walked outside.
These niggas used to go to Lewisham. They're from Lewisham.
I used to go to Lewisham.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm from Bermondsey, so I used to go to Syracuse. So my swag was always different to this. Blood, I went to her, yo, listen, her, yo, I want them trainers. Like, they're TNs, £110. You know what? What trainers? Try to, like, point at the one below them. They're women's, they're like purple. She's like, well, why do you want them? Gay ass looking female trainers. I was like, no, no one's above them. She's so surprised. What?
110. She picked up the shoe and threw it at me. I have never ever got a lag for my mum for Edinburgh clothes. I went and
never.
Done the.
Never
since
ever.
12,
I to get a I
ever, no I clothes.
I remember you fucking.
No, that was me.
I remember 14 came in with Donne.
You got that though.
Donne.
Do you know why? Do you know why though? He's lying. You're confusing me.
Everyone had the Air Max.
No, he's lying. I didn't have no Donne. You're confusing me with Dange.
Dej came, him and his brother, they was the ones that had the Donne.
Me, I had fucking Diodora fucking yellow AstroTurfs, yeah, and some fucking jeans and a shirt and an Alessi fucking jumper. All of that shit, a Ben Shermish. I'll put that shit myself.
Yo, capping.
Well, I'm not. Dinti Slamka. Boy never gave me no money for it since I was 12 to go and buy my own clothes. Man was on the road from 12. He's a liar. He's a child. He was innocent. He's an innocent, bro. I'm telling you, cuz. Man was out there from 11, 12.
I don't want to do that shit, man.
We're gonna cut this and edit. What? Innocent? What?
I don't want to do that shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Nah.
Bro, what the fuck? 12 for I did, bro.
He was on listen, my nigga.
These guys, they started early.
Blood. He was on holiday. Yeah. Hoy was taking him on holiday when man was out here.
He was superstar early.
When man was out here, Hoy was taking him to Hoy.
Bro, I was all over the world.
He was in a Somali. He was on a like, whoa, shit, nigga. He was like, you know Hoyer's purse.
Saudi and that. You
what? Oh, mommy love this nigga. I'm telling you. He was all over the world. Mom was in London, like in Southeast.
This guy,
he's doing a massive lead, and he's on holiday, fam. What? Guy, I'm telling you, bro. You came a bit late.
Yeah, I can't believe
it. It's good though. It's a good thing.
Alhamdulillah. I love that.
I saw that. Alhamdulillah.
I traveled, bro. Before this light in the block, I was traveling to China.
Yeah,
Syria,
China.
All these countries. What the fuck?
What is this? Syria and China?
I went to Syria 1999, bro. Imagine that, fam. Yeah,
that must have been calm then, time.
Yeah. He was in there.
It was calm. It was a nice, bro. It was, bro. I was traveling the world. I come back to these lot in the same spot. Yo, Bash, yeah. The lips are getting darker and darker. You bitch ass. Every year there's getting next thing you know, hey.
Hey fam, did you hear fam? Man wrapped up nose and dust.
Oh shit, you was living a life of luxury. Yeah, you was in the spot.
Alhamdulillah,
man. Alhamdulillah. But yeah, man, fuck it out, fam. So what's the next topic, is basically this one is a bit controversial. It's basically, you see how our parents grew up on how they save money. It's Hagbladets. Are you talking? Nowadays, a lot of Somalis, the younger lot, they're not getting into that. Like, basically, that's going to be, through. I think our years is going to be done. The young ones aren't really going
to
be.
I wouldn't get into that.
Yeah, I wouldn't get into that. But I personally think that's the best way of saving. And that's the best way where you don't have no interest. You can basically you save your money, you're respecting the next person.
But if you think about it,
you get it, fam. You're never gonna go spend that money. Just say you're putting down.
I'm gonna shut him down, bro.
No, no, I'm just saying. For me, okay. You guys can have your opinions.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, I'll have mine. All right, calm down. All right, easy.
Oh, he's like choice. Oh, really?
So, Paul, I think the best way of saving. Reason being, you're compulsory to pay £500 a month.
Yeah.
You are not going, like, if you're saving in your own bank, you've still got access to that money. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But that person that's saving for 20 months or whatever.
A year.
Yeah, usually it's like 10, 20 months.
No, it's a year.
You're putting down, you're going to get 10,000 that you've got no access to. And you have to pay because we have something called EB.
You're wrong.
You get it? If you don't pay,
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Why am I wrong?
Because you're saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good thing because you don't have access to the money. Hell to the motherfucker. No.
Discipline. I think it's
no.
Discipline.
It's listen. Wait.
No,
it's not, bro. Are you buzzing, fam? I used to do Hagbard all the fucking time, bro.
Yeah.
You see, when the person's got hagbard, they say, yo, listen, brother, I'm stuck right now. Cut it off me later. I need some money. Why do you think it always fucks up the hagbard? Somebody dropped out or somebody fucked up. You know why? I'm telling you, that's what happens. So when you're saying, oh, yeah, like a bank, you have easy access to it. It's the same thing with the hagbard. With the hagbard, it's worse. Because
but it doesn't matter. If you're paying, I'm as telling long as you're paying.
Cool. Let's say, yeah, he's the guy who's controlling Hagbard. And there's 30 of us. Cool. I paid him, all other people paid him, you paid him. Then you went to him and said, yo, listen, I know it's not my spot for another 4 months to get my thing, but bro, I'm stuck right now. I need like a bag. I'm paying $5 a month anyway. I'll run that bag back or talk to the guy who's next, tell him, will he take a minus a bag and I will pay him. I'm telling
but
you,
I'm not after the day, no, 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 but it's still not making sense.
It does. Because you're saying the only reason...
I'm saying if you're paying £500 a month for 12 months and you're getting six whatever, like the way Hagbard is, and you're getting 6,000, as long as you're paying for that 12 months, that money is in a bank for you. It's not accessible to you.
It is. And I'm saying to you, it is because I used to see it.
It's in a mental
people say, listen...
Do you get it? It's in a mental bank.
I understand, but I'm telling you, live all people... If they come
out from all of
it's not even people fuck up. Everybody pays their money. But my spot, let's say I'm lost. Remember, they do it like that. They used to come to my house. I used to pick out the names from the hat. So that you don't know it's not fair. Yeah, about so I had the hat. Word. They used to come like 50. Yeah. They's all sitting around. Word on my mum's. That's what I'm saying, bro. Listen.
That's serious.
Bro, I told you. $6,000 is the most Hagbard money I count. £666,000 in cash in my mum's house.
Wait, the tax man.
You know what I'm saying?
Cover your face.
Cut it. But like I said, I used to pick
that
out name with a hat.
Way too high. You need to
cut it. But anyway, like I was saying, somebody will fuck up. Or they say, I need some money. Or, I've got a problem.
I wish one thing now, I was outside his house that day.
Nope.
I would have licked down your house, fam.
I got a better one for you. I got a better one for you.
You would have been on this.
No. I was a child then.
Okay.
And I'm saying, as a grown man today, I was outside your house. I would have came in there. I know you had your... And I bash was, you know, like the movies when you
say Rico, you know when you hug
the guy.
Hey, he doesn't know you're doing it for
him. What was it? Like that.
Hey, you know what you don't know? He doesn't know you joke to him. He's like, huh?
What up? Hey, bash.
That'd have been cold. That'd be cold.
Nigga, bloody. You must have thought I was soft, blood. You know what I'm doing with like that? And then you know what happened? Islam, but they would have chased you out the house.
I'm capping. But listen, where's the thingy? They would tell us keep going about the.
Yeah, like I was saying, you're saying that it's not accessible to you. It is.
No. People. No, I want to hear the thing with the.
Oh yeah, with the hat. Yeah,
the hat.
It wasn't a hat. It's like a little bucket of baldy, but like, you know, like a bowl or something.
And they put
names in. I'm buying. I don't want to hear no complain. Iyalka bahato yozira. Wahan mo ugane. Iyga no kusasara. Amina's next. Malyun is second.
Malyun
is second.
They've old school Somali.
Yeah. Have this after Abdurrahman. Abdurrahman said, yo, listen, I've got a problem. Yo, that month I'm trying to do this. And you know, swap.
Oh, and then they swap between each other. Like,
cool. Yeah. So imagine you say, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to pay all my money. I want it lost. Then like 3 months before you're supposed to collect your... 70 racks and shit. Oh, bruv, I need like 2 bags. You're supposed to collect 70. I need 2 bags. Tell the guy who's supposed to take it this month.
That's suck your mum, fam.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying to you. Fam. But I'm telling
that's
you.
How it's
no, supposed, so my that's what they're good with, though. Well, cool, okay. If I can't get it from you, I've got a legitimate claim. That's what I'm saying to you. When you say, oh, it's not accessible like a bank and it is, bro. Every day, right now.
It just depends. Three days ago,
a nigga said to me, yo, he had to pay like his service charge for his room. Since coronavirus, normally like the people come to his house and they just, yo, can you pay the rent? And they just give them a little £10 a week. No problem, he's got money on him. Since coronavirus, nigga ain't paying no rent. They said to him, yo, they sent him a text message on his old number.
Who's not paying rent?
You know him, man, Hubbard.
Okay.
Cool. And they said, yo, you owe £140. This nigga is, so he's not like that, innit? I had to send a text message with the account number and everything to his phone. Yo, go show that to your sister. Okay. To go pay that and shit. And you know how he's paying that?
Yeah.
From the Hagbard that she collects from everybody else. So she's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to give them the account number that the Hagbard comes into. And they can just take the automatic weekly rent out of that. And then I will cover it on this side. Do you understand? So when he's saying it's not accessible, it is, bro.
I remember when I went to Toronto to my auntie, yeah, she told me about this Hagbard. This guy, this Hagbard was worth, I think it was like 150,000.
No.
Canadian dollars.
In East London, wait.
150,000 Canadian dollars, yeah? So what the guy did, the guy that was running the thing, he ducked out with it, fam. Ducked out with
they
a whole
50.
No, no, listen. So he's thinking, I'm going to pay everyone back regardless because he wants to flip the money.
Yeah.
It's and a then funny pay story. He flipped it. He flipped it, went Kenya or somewhere bullshit. He put everything on like 3-4 containers full of shit. By the time that containers land, he's going to have triple.
Yeah.
So boom. Jibwaha lady, fucking don't your mother. So I think it was about 8 miles out of the coast of Somalia or Kenya where it was.
Yeah.
Sank.
Oh.
Imagine that debt, bro.
Oh,
imagine that face.
No face, no case.
No face, no case.
And where is he?
Fam. Oh, bro, the guy went missing. People went after him. Bro, the guy was doing fucking, what's that? What's that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Catch me if you can.
One day becoming a doctor.
One day, doctor. You know tomorrow I'm engineer.
Yeah, fam.
Hebel.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Yeah, fam. Matt, that's what I'm saying. Now, you got a point. So it's like, it can be. It's got its
sketchy, point, bro. Point
what's your
this,
point anyway? We haven't even
My point is this. So say, cool, $5 a month.
Okay.
And you're giving it to someone every month. Why can't you just put that in your account and just not spend it, fam?
Bro, do you know what I'm just trying to say? It takes a lot of discipline, though.
But that's what I'm saying. That's
it takes a lot of discipline
that's
to do that.
But with discipline, it's no liability.
With
no liability.
A banker. If you were a banker,
you
put in a banker and we have to. With a bank, yeah. All you do is you put it in the bank and then you go like that. Break your card. You're done.
That's it. You don't need that.
Break your card. Obviously, it's a mental
break your card.
You can
go
there and get
a yeah. That's it.
They're mentally weak.
That's it. Then you're mentally weak.
I'm telling you,
but it's the same thing.
Look,
you just pick up the phone and say, yo, listen, man, I'm fucked. Can I get that $5?
The majority of the fucking people, bruv, people are spending nowadays, bro. There's so much shit to spend on. No, it's hard to save.
Nah, you can.
It's hard to save.
As soon as you get your peas, you put whatever you need saved into the savings and then you.
Nah, I'm just saying, I'm
that's
talking about
is.
Niggas
I'm
wanna spend, about. Fam. They ain't trying to save,
that's
bro. That's what it is.
I'm
isn't
trying
it,
to splash,
bro. Yeah, bro. See? They don't know saving, bro. These men don't know speed, don't splash and spend.
Come on.
Splash.
It's
bro.
Meant to be splash and save, not splash and spend, bro.
I'm not saying no. But
that
I say that's why I'm telling you, that's the way
you
I say.
You can't splash
I save
and
Hagbard.
Spend, bro. You have to do
that's
one
what
of the
I
two.
Do.
One of them has to be
Hagbard.
Saving and one of them has
no,
to be splashing.
No, that's why I'm telling you, look, do you see my opinion now? I save for Hagbard because if he's around me.
Are you in a Hagbard right
now? I've got, of course.
Say hey, wallahi.
Well, I'm in a Hagbard. Everyone's got a Hagbard, fam. You get it, fam?
Swear down.
What life?
Well, you can't even put your money in the safe.
Nah, because I know what's going to happen.
You're going to go there.
I'm going to pay my bills.
Demon time.
Listen, I'm going to pay my bills.
And then
what? I'm going to spend what I need to.
That's a haircut. I'm going to put your money on.
I'm
going to come and go.
I'm going to go snap. Oh, I'm gonna see a new top. Oh, I'm gonna see a new girls on some girls that are on.
So horrific.
You
get it, fam?
No discipline there, though.
You see that?
That's basically what it is.
No.
Spending discipline.
Bermondsey, let's not talk about your spending, bro.
But I nigga, there, I can afford.
Let's not talk about your spending.
I can afford to. There's a difference, bro.
No.
You have to check your bottom line. If you can splash.
I got Hagbard, fam.
If you can't, don't, nigga. If you're in a Hagbard, then you got your calculations already wrong. You're wrong.
Already, I know my money's coming.
But your calculation is wrong. If you're going in a Hagbard, that means that you're not already in the mindset to get money. From you can't put money in your account and just not touch it, and you have to give it to somebody else. So that if you touch that money, the whole fucking family, but Rana, yo, you didn't pay out or you skipped out or you
I
ducked
won't skip out, though.
But
there's a certain level
so,
of respect
so,
to that person that you're giving.
So that's what I'm saying, though. So your money, is in here, bro. It's not up there, bro. You love your money, bro. That's what your problem is. You're not thinking about your money.
It's
the truth. When you love your money, you're like, oh man, I'm going to spend
it.
If you think about it, bro, you park it off, bro. shit. Give it to the block, nigga.
I'm very, I'm
give
very
it to the block, hand. Nigga.
You know, Hagman, it's not just a bro, Somali team.
I'm my nigga, bro, that five bills, not, look, look, five bills a month he's paying, yeah. He could give it to a young G on the block and say, yo, blood, when you flip that, give me 10% back.
Yeah, you can't still.
Cool.
Yeah,
dig it in a fucking hole and send me the postcode in a year.
How long is that line gonna run for? Can you trust you? Can you put everything onto that line?
No. My nigga, I didn't say to him, yo, I'm gonna give you five bills and go do what you want with it. I gave you five bills. You go flip it, keep your profit, give me my 10%.
That's headache.
Worst comes to worst, yeah. Worst comes to worst. That's cool. Worst comes to worst, yeah. My original investment of £500 is still with you, my nigga. I don't give a fuck what happens to you. You still got five for me, my nigga.
Yeah, but then that's dumb. You're gonna have to go out chasing someone. Hey, you made my £500. That's my 500. That's dead. No, I know my business. So nice.
You're not doing it. So hold on. When you run that nigga,
she's got my money for me.
Yeah, but when you run that nigga down, yeah, it's that day. That you're waiting 12 months.
No,
my nigga, man. You're waiting 12 months. 12 months. You're waiting for 12 months for somebody to pay you. Nigga, go put your shit in a bag and get your interest,
blood. That's how I'll do that. Yeah,
what you're waiting 12 months
I've
for,
got
nigga,
a savings. I've got a savings.
Get money, bro.
I prefer Hagbard still, personally.
Nah, I'm going to agree to disagree. Agree to disagree, of course. But I would, right now, I'm putting that in the savings that I've got a certain amount I'm getting every year for just saving that. And then just dash money
that's
and
haram,
then just
bro.
Lock it off.
That's haram, bro.
Even if it's haram, right,
that's haram, bro. That's haram. That's worse than the zina.
Making a peace. That's
interest.
Not worse, is it?
Interest.
That can't be worse than zina. I'm
checking the haram.
What else worse than zina?
Hey, I will research that now.
Research
fam.
That now, fam. I beg you, someone.
I'm fact checking that.
Fact checking. 100%.
Messed.
It's worse than zina. Interested, bro. Is there, no, okay, it's the same. Oh, this guy.
It's not the near the same. It's not near the same, fam.
Where are you going?
It's not near the same.
Where you going?
I'm fact checking that. I have to fact check that. Nah, riba is...
Riba, that's riba, fam.
Yeah, it's riba, but that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't do that. Personally.
I think that's when you're making interest on someone. If right now, if you told me, all right, give me a bill, bust me a bill, I'll give it back to the end of the month. And I say, no, I want 150.
No, but that's banks, though. That's interest. What, no. Interest. No, but they're playing with your money.
No, no. But for me, what do you think they're gonna do with your money? I know. No, my shit's FSCS protected. You know what I'm saying? My thing's protected. So I'm saying, if I get up to 85 bags in my savings account, regardless of whatever happens to that bank, I'm getting 85 bags put into wherever I need it. Do you get what I'm saying?
You got a point. You got a point. I know what you're saying, fam. But I personally think there's a level of respect when there's Hagbard involved and all of that. Do you know what I'm saying? Not everybody's disciplined the same. Do you get it, fam? Obviously, some people are more open-handed. They'll just give out. I'm like, that's how I am. I'm very open-handed. I don't care. You get it? Boom, someone asked me.
I'm open-handed.
Obviously, I care. Not all the time. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, fam? Someone
I'm open-handed
bones,
with
like
a limit. I have my limit, though. I can bust someone. I can 100%. Do something. But then more time, it's not a thing I can keep busting someone because...
obviously, like, there's levels. Obviously.
Yeah, there's levels. Levels. So there's once levels. My limit's there, you get it, if fam? There's always so much you can do.
My open-handedness is more like if we're both out together... And I've got change in my pocket. You've got change in my pocket. I wouldn't say to you, do you want to go halves on this? I'll just bust it, fam.
That's,
you know, one of them ones.
That depends on.
I'll just bust it, that's fam. A good and then I'm mentally thinking you got to bust, but like I'm just keeping it in. Even if you don't bust, I'll still bust it. But then obviously that's
nah. See that's what I'm saying. You know my work colleagues and that. You know work colleagues and that. Mom go lunch.
Yeah.
Right now we'll go get a kebab.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you paying together? Nah, separate. Same time we'll say separate.
That's different.
Because that's even though it's bread.
I'm talking about work.
It's bread is the one. But I'm saying
there's a level of barriers. There's barriers.
There's barriers. They got to go. Right now, if it's
I'm talking about normal. Yeah.
I would do that. I'll bust out.
Yeah. Like it's like you're not thinking about it.
Standard.
You're not thinking about it. And you're expecting obviously even if that person's not up, you're thinking when he's up, you better. You know, one of them is. And it's behind your back. But you're obviously. That's the kind of open handedness I'm talking about.
Do you know what I'm saying? You always gotta help a brother out.
Come on, bro.
You always gotta help a brother out.
HBO, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Help a brother out.
Yeah.
So you're back with it.
Yep. Guess who's back?
In the building. In the building.
Yeah, man. So, next subject.
No. We've got to go on like would you rather or something, fam. We're just something. Spice it up.
How you there?
It's our first episode, guys, so
Listen, bear with us. Yeah,
just bear with us, innit? We'll get better. It's a bit rusty.
Give us time. Oh, it's me.
Nah, for real, man. Nah, man, just you get it, fam. So,
yeah, shit.
Boom is it? Would you rather?
Yeah.
Of lived and grew up in Somalia than grew up here.
I don't know, cause I wasn't born in Somalia.
Without.
Yeah, but
without the war.
Cool.
Without the war.
I can't really like.
Just say, would you rather this experience you've had in life, or would you have no war in Somalia?
Oh, hell no. How about this, yeah? if you could go back to a time, yeah, how old would you go back to? If you could go back to any age?
Oh, that's a good one. Ooh, I would go back to. Well, that's a good one.
What age would you go back to if you could go back to?
If I could go back to an age, I'd go back to 16.
No.
I'll go back to 16. I wouldn't go earlier than that.
No.
My child wasn't. You get it, fam?
Ah, cool.
16 onwards is where. My she mentality started changing. I started thinking like I started.
Yeah, she gets lit when you're 16.
She gets lit. It gets lit. Like everything just started. Like I didn't see the world the same anymore. I wanted to be a bit badder. Do you know what I'm saying? I wanted
that's to be a bit more.
Yeah,
It's time to let the limit
out. That time I would have. You get it, fam? Changed from there.
No. How about you? I think you're a baby. You can't even go back that far.
I'm 25.
You're a baby. You can't even go back that far.
I won't go back. Oh,
don't say the same
I
thing.
I would say mine will go back to like 19, 18. Because then you're adult.
That's 2000. No.
And still.
2014.
It's around
the corner. That's 6 years ago, bro.
Mine will go 18. Mine will go 18, 19 age.
What, 6 years ago, bro?
Yeah. And I would just pattern certain things different.
Alright, cool.
What about you?
Nigga, I'll go all the way back to 11. But wait. Wait though, yeah? But that's not. Look, you lot dropped the question.
Go back to 18, bro.
No. The question here is like a double barrel question. If you could go back to an age, what age would you go back to? And also, would you do everything the same?
No, but then there's no.
Or would you say, nah, you know what? I know that this is going to go down there, so let me go left.
Yeah.
Or would you do the exact same better?
I wouldn't do the exact same.
Would you do the exact same better?
Yeah.
I would keep a lot of things.
No. Wait there. But you go every. Listen, though, when you go back.
From young.
Yeah. For me, it would have just been a finance thing still. Just to get my money up from young. You know them ones.
Cool.
Either way.
But I think the question is like, it's loaded, bro. Mm. If you could go back to an age, would you go back to that age? Yeah. And if you went back to that age, would you do the same things that you've done? Would you do it better?
Or would you do a whole different
thing? Bearing in mind, you still got everything that you had until the age that you're going back from.
Like you don't know what's what you.
No. You know what you've done.
I know what's gonna happen.
Oh,
no, that's a different one.
Whoa, I'm hitting Ladbrokes. I'm hitting all of them.
I'm in every World Cup.
100%.
No,
but
that's
the easy
way.
That's just money.
I'm not talking about that. I would have bet Villa's gonna
be Liverpool 17.
You know them ones. Oh, that's exactly it.
I would have put 100,000 that Liverpool.
Imagine Leicester
to win the league.
I would have done that one
time. That day when I was shouting you and I was saying, by the way, my man is there. Mm. Allah, do you know what he was doing? Mm. Niggas were saying, yo, what happened to Liverpool? What?
Yeah.
You can't talk about Liverpool around my man, you know.
I get it.
That's in his heart, though.
Yeah. Isn't it? He's like, what? I fucking bleed Liverpool.
He does still.
Word. He's like,
what? From, you know, when they were dead. Like, even I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'm talking even SAS. Times.
You're not super fan.
Yeah. Bro, Ryan Babel.
Dirk Coit.
Torres
and
Ian Rush, blood. Niggas talking about Ian Rush and Stephen McNamara. I'm like,
no, this nigga. Jamie Redknapp. Jamie Redknapp as well.
Yeah, but it was Steve McManaman. The one who went to Real Madrid and that.
The first English guy.
But then, listen, don't get twisted, man. Liverpool had the whole of Europe, you know. Back in the day, Liverpool was doing shit for England in Europe, bro. They were killing the whole of Europe. Yeah.
They were running it, fam. But anyway, where was we? So you went to 11 years old.
Yeah.
What would you have done different? Which one would you have chose?
Firstly, I wouldn't have hanged around with these Somalis.
I would have left him. If I knew what's going to happen in my life.
He's a liar, fam. You left me.
Bro,
Man used to go to party, like, yo, what are you doing? Nothing, bruv. I'm just in the ends. But, yo, shut the fuck up.
They would have never closed the door in the shop if they would have known.
What?
You know what I mean?
They would have closed the... Yeah?
I'm talking about back to that story.
If...
You know what I mean? They would have never closed the door.
Hey, listen.
Oh, my God.
Let's not talk about doors getting closed and shit, but we don't like doors closed and shit.
It's subliminal, you know?
Yeah. Listen, a quick question. When you're in a room here, do you like the door closed or do you like it open?
Depending on what I'm doing.
Close, I don't give a fuck. You're in the house by yourself. Close. It's your own house. You got a bedroom, living room, toilet, kitchen.
Open, bro. If I'm in my house, no window house open. Myself, yes, naked, if anything.
You're naked, yeah. I like freaky, bro. Yeah, stop that.
I'm happy. I'm free. Free
how
bro.
I came out of it.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. Living how I am. Bro. That's sweet.
Silver Surfer, but naked.
Sliding around the house in that, bro. Just
like one of those fucking American movies, they would just start putting baby oil on the floor, saying, let me see if I can slide from this room to that room.
Bro, I've done that in bathrooms. I'm not gonna.
Hey, like, he's a freaky nigga. He's freaky.
I've done it too as a kid.
As a kid, so I'll put the shampoo on the floor.
I sit on the floor.
Kick back. And you're sliding. Fam.
We never had no
water parks. No water parks. You got no water parks.
Where's the water?
The first
place. Alright, cool.
I'm talking like young though, obviously.
Alright, cool.
Young. I'm talking.
You know, because I can catch you out, he knows as well. When did you get Sky in your house?
Ooh. Grown. Ooh. I don't even want it anymore.
I don't know about one.
I don't want it.
I don't want it anymore. Was it 2003, 2002?
No, we got stuff from that. We had it. We had Sky.
Oh, free.
You get it, fam? Back in the days.
Cool. How about this, yeah? Man had satellite. Yeah, from like, what was that, maybe? 7, 8? Man had satellite. Yeah, the cable. But it was satellite, you know.
Somali channel.
Yeah. But, touch. Man's got Cartoon Network.
Oh, okay.
Cool. But we're like...
Cartoon Network. I used to walk to my auntie's house.
Wait. Man had Cartoon Network, yeah? Mum clocked, yo, these niggas is enjoying this shit. They're watching it way too much. Yeah, Dixie, but also our teenage. Yo, Graga Clear! Blood, just to, like, this is like.
That's one thing we gotta talk about.
Word. Wahalo, Shaggy, listen. He has a whole session.
He's gonna leave a whole session, bro.
We're
leaving for a session.
I can't even get in certain positions because I'm.
Fam, trust me. Curtains down.
No.
I closed it. Remember to close the curtains.
Wait, put that.
Man used to come in his. Nah, fuck it. We say it, fam. Fuck it. This guy used to come in his security. He was six tribe security.
Man, six
tribe. Oh, he's coming pissed off from a 12-hour shift.
12-hour shift.
What the hell? Come back.
Ronka.
Yeah.
Allah. Well, listen, I ain't scared of nobody other than Ilehe, yeah, but blood. You know, if there was a next person, yeah, I'm built different, but blood. You know, like, man will just be in a situation and be like, flashback.
Yeah. You twitch when I think about it.
When the pencil between the fingers.
Oh, no. What about that one?
That's what I'm saying. I can't even.
And then whack in the back.
And then a whack in the back.
No.
Yeah, fam.
No. Listen, man.
Yeah, fam. And the whacking.
Alright, cool. I'll be honest. That shit was child abuse. Child abuse.
He used to close the curtains. So the people in the street.
What? The nigga said, "Well, yeah, go get your own. To see the stick, I'm gonna beat your ass. Go get it. And if you try to bring a weak one, yeah, he'll be like,
yeah, that's weak.
He will take the piss. He will make your boy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I think I could deal with it. So your nigga will go get the stick that you're going to get beat with.
That 5 minutes, you're just watching man the door and seeing who man looking at it comes with. Then you see my and you're like, my man come with the bent thing.
The bent thing.
The spike.
The one that wraps around the nigga now. What's... I cut that nigga, bro.
I feel like them man was weak, dog.
Traumatized niggas.
But you know what? No, guess what? As I grew older, I started realizing something.
Let me finish. Put us on game, bro.
Not that. That motherfucker was depressed.
Yeah.
The reason being is, one day, do you remember the day he kicked everyone out?
Yeah. Everybody.
The last day he had enough. So obviously, if you say, Watini was there too. You say Watini with Bah. Everybody he had enough. He didn't want to beat up no one no more.
He didn't beat up your Bah.
He said, everyone, go.
Read it. You go. Can't get one.
So all the mums are calling
one Haraf, you know.
Do you get it? Like, what happened?
What do you mean? Had I,
what Haraf? Like, the guy, like, he would just be like, he hate the job. So he used to take out on us.
One shuckle, bro. Get,
you know what I'm saying, fam? Say, obviously, that was his second job.
That was gone.
But then afterwards, I realized why he was stacking from both the security and. Bro, remember you opened a chicken shop. Man, opened the chicken
he's
shop after.
He's balling. Okay. Man, I went to Woolwich.
Went to Woolwich.
Word. Chicken shop. In Woolwich.
So chicken shop, rude boy. RFC.
Oi.
RFC, fam.
Rude. I used to get free chicken out of there.
Bro, I went there one time. I said to him, bro, you got to bless me some chicken.
No, what are you talking about?
After everything.
He gave me a bucket.
He gave me a finger, bucket, like an 8-wing thing, fam.
He gave me a bucket. He said, what are you at? I said, yo, arms. He didn't run it. I said, I have a baller joke. I'm out of there. He's in the Ducati. You remember? Dad's going, daddy got a shot around the corner. So I'm like, yo, what are you, shit? I'm like, yo, what are you? Yo, Duke's nigga budgeted it. Yo, shit, nigga got a chicken shop?
Yeah, fam.
You know, like in my head, I'm like, yo, nigga got a chicken shop, yo. He wasn't teaching his Quran, this nigga was stacking. Trust,
he was stacking. And I think that day he got the aggregate.
Fam.
The day he kicked us off.
The money dropped. He was like, yeah, I'm retiring, my nigga.
Yeah, he
I'm
said,
gone.
I don't care. These little motherfucking niggas.
Little motherfucking niggas.
Little nigglets.
Little nigglets.
Little nigglets.
But get on. You better get on out of here with your.
Get on. Get on.
Get on. Telling me your eye is ooh, nigga. I'm about to say the in. Ooh, nigga, I told you, bro, get out of here. With
go on, get, nigga.
Get, nigga. Go
I was on the kid's side of things. I never used to see shit like that.
Yeah,
I was on the kid's side.
Ma'alin Alif.
Amara. Amara. Balaka. Femara. What has my brother in you? And I can never have that, yo, nigga, you got a whole goddamn page.
Oh, man, I'm serious.
Oh.
Fatah Tank is the Tank. It's
Dumma Tank. Hello, lad, it was it, bro.
Hold on, wait there, though. I swear you was on like three or four juices, bro.
I was the champ.
He was the champ still.
I was the champ.
Him and Daoud. Him and Daoud.
Yes. I was the champ, bro. Daoud was like the second.
Yeah.
Did you get it, fam?
Oh, do you know who was dangerous, though?
Yeah, level.
And Khadar.
Man was the champ.
And Danger.
Now, Danger was a bit more.
He was black.
Danger was there.
He was there with you, look, bro. He was up there, fam.
He was up there.
You look was in a competition.
Fam, I won the competition. I won the whole ends. The whole blue borough, fam. I want the competition for, and that they're even.
How much was it different than Ahmed's in that?
Bro, no.
No, like, you see them at Ahmed.
Okay, one okay.
You see the dukes that we go to.
Community.
You know, like no, but yeah, listen, yeah. I feel it's like every day or something, like 5 days a week or something. Your man's gonna dukes basically every day. Or like 3-4 days a week, yeah.
Literally, what? It's the only 6 days a week,
bro. Yeah, four talking about? Week. Do you know how our fun used to be when it was Eid, yeah? My man's brother, Minshu, but not imagine. Like, well, hey. He will pat on the man and say, yo, listen, I'm taking a minute. Take us to Munich. What are they? Come, Sabahat competition. Wallahi, why are you laughing, fam? This nigga built us like brick houses, bro.
Serious.
We used to fuck Sabahat, bow, the snoop, bow.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
Every now and then, like, you niggas will try to fight, but yo, Munich is the tallest them, nigga I've ever.
Yeah,
well, so, he's a liar. He was a fat chubby kid, so it was hard to try to put him on the floor.
You could have put me
down. Yeah, because he was a fat chubby kid, fam. Like, he was short as well.
Put me down.
He's lucky he's 6 foot now, blood. He's just about, blood. He was a short, chubby one. Just like you, bro, when you was a baby, fam. I don't
know. No,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was forever just skinny and tall. I was always skinny and tall. Always skinny and tall.
Classic Somali.
Hard there.
Template fell
on
you. You know
what I mean? I ain't no camel heard about Gilajir. Look like them Gilajir. Well, yeah. And then at an Eid, there'll be like two Eids in here. There's a big one and a small one. The one after Ramadan, there will be the Quran competition. You don't win nothing. Like, you win like a five or a score.
Nah, you win
the
kitab sometimes.
Kitab. Kitab al-Husina, 25 pounds.
No, but when you see that, we're kids though.
So you want money. Yeah, even the money that you get, it's like 20 pounds. Even the money is like 20, 25. But we're so young that you're not getting that money. I'm going to go straight to your mum. You're like, I'm going to pay for next week's class. Next week's class is what I will act here. Thank you, you save us. You win. Thank you,
baby.
Hey!
What?
Fam, do you remember when we used to go there? Fam, I would be there so early, yeah. Man would actually, Islamahat, like the mummies, they would be cooking anjera for us.
Trust
they'd be like, oh, man, Alan, can you not give them a little break? In the place, my nigga. Can you give them a break so we can give them breakfast? Please, anjera.
Guys, no.
How do you, please, Abba, we feel no. One of your hustle, okay? Feel no.
Halwood, do you remember the Halwood and the...
Halwood and the little cake.
Whoa. I've never been a Halwood guy, you know.
Oh, nigga, I'm telling you. No, I'm not. No, no, me too. I'm saying.
I'm a Halwood in the store.
Like, I can tell bite.
I don't
one bite just to not be rude.
Yeah, that's
it.
Me. That's
one bite not to be rude. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the biscuit and that.
Oh, I can't. I hate when people just go like that, hold that whole piece. I'm like, what the fuck should I do with that?
Nigga, that's sugar, blood.
When it's got the nuts.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's got the nuts. That's different. That's different.
Snigger. Somali style. Somali style.
And sometimes, you know, when it's got the outer crust, the little golden crust.
Yeah. Ooh. That's why I like the harissa thing.
When they're cool.
Yeah.
Burn it still.
You don't know the harissa thing. It's like the nutty one.
Mm.
It's not thingy.
Some of them are different. There's some people, I don't know. Some of them are reddish, but some of them are a bit more yellowish.
Yeah. The longer you cook it, the darker it becomes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it just bare oil and shit.
Yeah. It's just what it is. It's just basically sugar and oil.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Nah.
Well, like, oil, salicylate.
So how does it get to that fucking consistency?
Nigga, they wait until the sugar, burn it. Bro, you put in a pot, sugar and fucking oil, bro. And just wait until because the sugar is going to melt. And we'll cut it out. So you have to wait for all of that come out. And the oil is trying to...
That's why it takes time, bro.
So Mali, the debut is
with the sugar. Well, that's why it's just sugar and oil, bro. So it's not even like it's healthy.
Diabetes.
And Mahalo Gusina, a piece like that
basically
big.
Basically sitting diabetes.
Yes. Yeah, literally. And cholesterol for all that oil.
Yeah.
Yo.
Wait. Shit. Wow. You there?
For real, man. God damn. That's funny one still.
Just
I remember that Duke's problem. But wallahi, discipline, man, showed man still.
No, what?
Trust discipline, me, yeah. But then again, I feel like, you know, when you teach Quran in an abusive way, you're going to start making that child think the Quran is just abusive. I don't want that.
Nah, there's only some children.
If only you knew, yeah, that's the only thing here that I rate my mum and the
Nah, that's like the intention of them learning. Learning
there's kids that don't know. There's kids right
now.
There's guys that in the they're like 20, 21.
And they don't know
Atayat.
I know people that only know them three Qulwas. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
I've learned. I got back to about 10 juz. I've done about 10 juz.
How much can you remember?
Obviously now. Do you get me? Spotify's taken over the headset.
Allah. Astaghfirullah. I've never did you
hear that. It's
Spotify.
I remember.
It's not even iTunes. You know, it's not even iTunes, yeah? You got a 6 months free Spotify.
You know, 3 months.
What? I can't nudge that, bro. Nigga, go buy some iTunes, man.
Save that.
Yeah, you're saving, bro. I can't.
Three months free. I just keep reloading that, fam. Trust me.
Shit. How about this? I just got Amazon Prime Music from 6 months. I told him I was a student.
Yeah. That's the way we are.
I only wanted it for the Prime, though. So I'm going to deliver it.
Video, Prime Video.
No. I don't need the video, fam. I got a box in my... Not in mine, but yeah.
Yeah,
I got everything, but I can watch the brand new movie that came out yesterday. Tax man, what you did this? Man, I ain't paying shit.
No, but that box thing changed the game.
It's just cable. Goddamn. Upgraded. You know, it's like old school cable. Upgraded.
My nigga, I got it.
You can watch anything.
Fuck that. How about this? I don't even have the box. You see, the TV is Android, right? Samsung and the motherfucker. Straight app. It's an app on my TV,
bro. You don't even have the box.
No.
That's hard.
Was it Cody?
No. See that Cody? See the thing with Cody? Let me tell you about that, yeah? Oh, shit. Snitch on somebody.
No names.
The Cody box, yeah? Basically, so you have to hide. No. You have to hide your IP address. If you don't block your IP address, yeah? They're going to clock that you're downloading bare bullshit. So they'll just automatically, cut you.
Okay.
The reason why the guy says, oh, Cody box, I'll sell it to you, £20. Because he's most probably got like a fake credit card here and paid here for 6 months worth of subscription for you. That's why, have you noticed? Ask for like 3 months, 6 months, or a year, and then the thing cuts out. Because the nigga's not hiding your IP address. The one that I got here is from the...
So it's just an app then now?
But blood, you don't need... It's an app. It's Android. That's how you can do it. It's an app. It's on internet, yeah? Cool. It's Android. You can only work on Android phones. You can't download nothing off iPhone. It has to be Android, right? Cool. If you're a Samsung TV, it's a Samsung TV.
You're saying it's Android. The phone thing.
So it's literally, bow, You're putting a thing. I'm telling you, bro. Word. You don't even need no boxes.
iPhone, you can't even do them ones.
No, man.
I'm taking Android. Africa.
Word. I'm watching everything brand new, man, nigga. When it comes out, before it comes out, even in the cinema, it comes out in the cinema today in China. I'm watching it tomorrow. Before it's even out in American shit, I'm watching it here, blood. Okay. Pay per view.
Why are they making the movie?
Pay per view. I'm watching pay per view. Added the boxing matches. Then he goes like, "Yeah, man, we're going to the pub to go and watch something." Like, what?
I used to watch Joshua.
Watching that in my house.
I saw you snapping it one time.
Yeah, bro. Live. Yeah, bro. Live. I'm watching like that.
Okay. Everything. That's how you doing it.
Shit, nigga. I got. I can keep.
You to bust me though.
Yeah, bro. My nigga. It's the BM's dad. Irish. Irish.
Yeah, them Irish, yeah? Man.
And you know how bad it is?
Terrorist.
Like, you know, like he said, if you know when the coronavirus thing started, man had the Amazon Prime account.
Yeah. Bermans, if they catch you, you've got to run.
This is what he's like, huh? She's talking to her. That's like, all right, dad. Like, all right, what you learn? Oh, just watching a movie.
Just watching a movie?
Bermans, he bought it on Amazon Prime. He's like, what? Why is he part? Yeah, of course. He's like, why are you buying on Amazon Prime? Oh, fucking hell. You're wasting money. I got a guy for you. He's going to send you a little blah, blah, blah. Give him a call. Some African guy called us back here. I've never heard a Jamaican, African here with an Irish accent. Oh, right there. Okay, hey. Put this, give me your, there's going to be a code. I'm going to send something to you. The code's going to come up. Yo, send me the code. Blood, every night this nigga just downloaded everything.
Oh, my God.
Niggas be watching channels in Japan.
You know what, yeah? I've noticed, you know, that's actually the subject, you know, because I've seen a lot of, like, freshy people, instead of learning the language and the accent first, they learn the bad boy language.
Everyone does slang.
But it's like, I seen a French guy from, yes, blood. No, fam. No, you can't do it. I'm like, bro.
It's because they're rolling around people.
Even people like that, bro. I've seen. I think it was one time. It was a Polish guy. He was a pain in the house. But he's been around so much Cockney people. He's got the Polish accent in a Cockney.
It's just weird.
Yeah, like, oh, I can't even do it, fam. It was techie, fam. No one is techie. I couldn't do it. But I swear, fam. I was like, bro, you're just like. Yeah, mate, you're quite, like, mad tell the bro.
Kurva!
Yeah.
Kurva, you can't.
Kurva, macha.
Kurva, macha, you can't.
Hey, for real.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. That's a good subject.
Yeah,
shame. So, okay, next subject.
Oh, yeah.
What's the next one? Dilemma.
We need a dilemma, though. Anyone got stories to get it? What would you do in that story?
Where?
You have a story, and then you say, what would you do with that story?
Okay. Go.
I ain't got a story though, like that.
What are you talking about, fam? You started the subject, man. Go.
You're waffling now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I got think of stories.
Oh, man. That shit don't come off the head. You ain't got no idea.
That's what I'm saying. My stories ain't juicy.
Actually, I've got a good story. Go. Do you don't want to hear a good story?
Go.
Do you don't want to hear a good story?
Go. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. One time I went, I think it was like 4 years ago, I went to Turkey.
Mm.
Right?
I told you a story.
Nah, I think so. Yeah. So, boom, yeah.
You never got arrested, right?
Nah, I told you that. Basically, yeah. Fucking. So now, man's been up the whole night. Flight is 7 in the morning.
Mm.
You know what that was? Man's been up the whole night thinking, fucking might as well stay awake. It's obviously activated. You know how it is?
Yeah, voice.
Yeah. And then boom, man's activated the whole night. You know what that was? And then boom. So now it comes to the morning. We think it was me, Bobby, and Hamza. Yeah?
Oh, Bobby. Yeah. Oh, is that nigga still alive, bro?
Yeah, he's alive.
I ain't seen Bobby
and Hamza. Yeah. Anyway, so what happened was, yeah, I'm so knackered. Yeah, man sitting on the aisle seat. Yeah? Man's on the aisle seat. Them two are in there. We all got a little
face. Yeah.
So boom, I knock out. But I'm so, sometimes when I'm activated all night,
I know,
and then I sleep, I can't, no one can wake me up.
It's not a function.
Yeah.
It's like a gum. Communicate, no function.
That's like this. So what happens is, I started blocking the owl while I'm sleeping.
I've got a story about one of those, but I don't think it's for this still.
Listen.
Tell you later, bro.
Listen. Go. So boom, man's fucking, man's blocked the owl seat. So everyone's trying to get me up because the lady's trying to come through with a cop. You know what that was? Mm. So this is the story they're telling anyway. I don't remember this part, but they're like, the lady's trying to fuck him. She had enough in it. So she started pushing me with a car. Do you get it? So man's knocked out.
So you're like this.
So man's like this, like over the aisle, right, this. Yeah. Do you get it, fam? So she started pushing my legs with the car, like kind of.
Yeah, wake up, yeah.
Because she couldn't get me up the other way. So now these man, they're like, what? Hey, what are you doing? Boom. You kicking it like, you get it, fam? Started dissing her. Because obviously they've been acting. So obviously they started dissing her, boom, boom, like, what are you doing, fam? Why are you pushing him like, because she's like,
I get it.
You know what them ones, fam?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Then she's like, boom, them to argue. Shut up, bitch, whatever. You know how it is. Boom. Now I get up. Yeah, 3 hours later, there's like half an hour left of the plane, lads.
Pour in some more.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah,
you man.
Yeah, you man.
I don't know what's happened.
You don't know what's been there all day.
And then listen.
Oh my God. Boom.
These man go, they're just looking at me with a sad face. They're like, bro,
you don't even know.
As soon as we land, there's Askar there waiting.
Nah.
There's Askar all over the place. Like, they're waiting, we're going to be arrested.
What are we talking about? I was sleeping, mate.
What's happened?
Ever.
Like, anyway, then they told me the whole story of the whole thing. So then I said, oh my God, man, this is like a little all-inclusive trip, yeah?
It always does this, you know?
But look. The only problem is, if you get sent back, like, you ain't get no money back. No refund. This is one of them trips that, you know, like, I'm thinking, no, I'm not wasting it. I took some time off, you know what I'm saying, for this. No, this is not happening. So, boom, I go to the lady straight. I said, excuse me, ma'am. You know, put my best fucking white guy accent.
Yeah.
Hi, sorry, ma'am. What's happened?
It's giving you.
I don't know. I was sleeping. What's happened?
I love that. What is it?
You sound like an English.
What's happened?
Sorry.
I was sleeping. She goes, don't worry about it.
You'll deal with it, will you?
We'll deal with it.
We'll deal with it, man.
I'm like, I don't know. It's like, look, I don't want to speak. Just deal with it when we land.
Oh, them ones.
This time we land. Boom. Everybody try to get up. You know when the plane stops?
Nah, bro. Everyone sit down. Sit back down. Nah, what you mean?
Yeah, everyone's names pulled up. Can those three passengers come to the front?
Yeah.
Get off the front. I'm thinking, oh my God, we're getting sent back. Or we're going to go to some bullshit. Anyway, we lost the whole holiday. Then my mind, I don't think my mind's ever raced that way, you know, fam. Mm. That day, I found I have a superpower.
Yeah, go.
Of like, you get it, the tongue. My silver, bro.
Give to the gab.
Fam. This is when Brexit started.
Sure.
Oh, so, this is 16. Yeah, 16, this is when Brexit was going. No. I'm thinking, what can I say to these guys, convince them to get me out of this airport and get me to my hotel? Do you get what I'm saying?
In Turkey.
So I can have my holiday. Now, these guys, they fucking... they all, boom, we get off the plane. There's about 10 officers. Boom, everyone, wrap, get your handbag. Boom, let's go. We walk out. I'm thinking, these...
Hold on, wait, now we're walking. Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, get your handbag. You had a handbag.
Listen. So now, boom, we're walking to their little police station, whatever, in the airport. That's what I said. These lot trying to talk like, yo, brother, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man, you know? Yeah, come on, bro.
No game, fam. They're like, no, anyway, with the argument, they're just like, obviously they've been activated all night. So they're just like, come on, brother. I said, you know what, you lot, chill. I got this. I quickly thought of a plan. I said, as soon as we got to the station, bro, like, okay, what's your side? What happened? I went, Amusa. I went, brother, Brexit just happened, okay? Look at this story. The reason the UK left Brexit, because Turkey wanted to come into the EU. Listen, the story's not done. But I said Turkey wanted to come into the EU. I don't think the English people liked it. And we was talking out loud, and I feel like they was racist. And they were like, they didn't like, we were saying,
why
are they leaving? They're going to holiday every year to Turkey, but they don't want Turkey to come to you.
And
then the lady, she got angry. The guy looked at me, he goes... Brother, give the passport.
Yo.
Give the passport.
Elahi blessed you.
Literally.
You know when you come like clarity.
Yeah.
Bust that.
I said, look, they go to your country every year on holiday. They drink, they have fun, but then they don't want you guys to join the EU because that's why Brexit happened.
Oh, and yeah,
we said
good.
It out loud.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, COVID.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I won't
get it,
fam. That's off the dome.
Yeah, off the dome. And then they're racist, though. And then we just, boom. Imagine the people, yeah, because obviously they scared us for everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're in the smoking area outside. People that was on our plane, the people that are in first class, they're coming out. We're like, oh, yeah, you said you're right.
You're right. Yeah.
I said.
Talking about that, I think it's time for a break still.
Yeah, alright, so don't worry. Let's have a little break.
Come back.
Yeah,
we'll come
back. Yeah.
Okay, so next dilemma, we're going to give it to Backpack Books.
Hey! Alright. Mr. Shandada. Mr. Shandada.
Alright. You can ask a dilemma.
Alright. So, you got two choices.
Okay.
You've got a loyal, do you get me? Staple woman, fam. Wife. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Dean. Everything.
Allah, yeah? What's the look saying?
What's she looking like, though?
5 out of 10.
Aye.
I'll give you a 5 out of 10. I won't even say 2.
Nigga,
three.
We okay, don't okay, even look at sevens, bro.
But that's one option. That's one option.
Seven.
We don't even look at a seven.
Or you can have
yeah.
a 10 seven out of 10.
I'm oh, talking, wait there. 10
I'm
out of 10.
I'm talking 10 from top to bottom. 10 out of 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Party gal. That's just about that life. That's not
about what life. There, what's a party girl? No. You have to be clarity. You have to clarify.
No. I'm talking about.
You have
about
to clarify. See,
because then there's right. girls go party and there's party girl.
No, there's party girl. But there's girls that party. I'm talking about a girl that parties.
So she goes out.
Wait, so she goes out loose. I'm just with.
What do you mean loose with everybody?
No.
Whoa.
Listen, Backpack Books.
Backpack Books.
Go on.
Give him a book.
Look.
Give him a book. He hasn't read it. Give him a book. He hasn't read it. Put him in his backpack. Go.
Listen. School every him. Book is in the backpack. Every book.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Kindle.
The Kindle.
Can I
say read? Okay. So basically, you're saying, this is what you're saying.
A 5 out of 10 good girl or a 10 out of 10 bad girl? That's it.
Yes. That's clearer.
Apologies for the longness.
Cool. A five, I'll pick that 10. That stuff, like, I don't know. Actually, that's hard, you know.
You're a bitch ass nigga.
Because, but no, because. No, because you know what is, yeah? Because obviously,
nigga,
like I don't want to get my heart broke.
Yeah. This nigga's a four.
At the same time, I don't want to be smashing up clapting. Do you get it, fam?
Yo, but the captain's got you.
No,
you're not fucking her face.
Men think with this, bro.
Yeah, but you're not fucking her face. You're fucking a pussy.
I might be fucking a
pussy. Yeah. You never know. Shit. Astaghfirullah. I don't know what it's talking about. I don't know.
Listen. No. I get where you're coming from, but it's...
But you didn't hear what he said, though.
No, he said, a five out of ten,
but she's got you everything. There's no...
She don't look as good.
Yeah, she don't look at the 10-10 thing, but the 10-10 thing ain't got shit for you.
That's that 5-5 team.
Yeah, but the 10-10...
Has she got a good job as well?
What, the 10-10 thing?
Has she got a good job?
Who, the 10-10 thing? Yeah, she got money.
No, forget money, forget
anything. Okay, there's no finance involved.
I'm talking about when you're looking for a gal, you've got two options. There's two doors.
Yeah.
You can choose a 5 out of 10 good girl.
Ah, cool. So what are you saying, though? Hold on. What are you saying?
I'm waiting for you, man.
He asked the question.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Okay. I'm going to give you my point, yeah, but you come up with the question, yeah. You have to say, all right, cool.
I can't lie. Man's the guy that thinks.
So five. You're taking five, yeah? Cool.
I'm not going to lie.
No, don't go to her. You're making a long thing, bro.
Listen.
No, he.
You get it? Mine will make her better still.
How about this?
Because sometimes, looks are everything. To men and women. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's the first impression.
Yeah, do you get it, fam? And you want to wake up and then, like, you get it? Your girl, she's cooking a kitchen. She's wearing like whatever.
A bayon.
No makeup. Nah.
No dinner. Just straight a bayon. Yeah.
You don't want to say, oh, babe, you're looking kind of dead today.
Hey!
Not in your mind. Not
get out of my house.
Get out of my house.
You tell your woman, you're looking dead today, fam.
You don't want that.
No, but I think. Get out of my house. Why I would choose a 5 out of 10 good thing is because 10 out of 10 girl
He said she might cut you for another nigga.
Do you know them ones? Not even cut me for another, not even on the them ones.
Alright, cool. How about this? Yeah, look, I'm gonna kill this. I'm gonna kill your whole. I'm gonna kill both of you.
Side piece that. You said side piece that.
I'm not gonna say.
Look at these little bitch niggas.
No, but the dilemma didn't have side piece involved.
Look at it. That's what I'm saying, though. Man, tried to switch up. You see, he's forever evolving. These fucking Sabaloids, blood. They was trying to change up. They don't want to stick to their own goddamn rules. Sabaloid.
Hey, listen. Hey, guys, cool. I think we've done too much in the first
way
episode.
Way too much, fam. It's way too much.
Look, no. We're just going to have to start wrapping it up now. Yeah, say no more. Obviously.
No, he didn't choose.
We save some juice for next choose. Week.
Because you don't, you don't ever let him speak.
Let Berman's, bro, sorry, choose, bro. Fam.
Cool.
Choose.
How about I throw a curveball up in this bitch? Yeah? You got a 5 out of 10, yeah? And she's like, oh, yeah, she's loyal, whatever. She's a good girl. Mm. And you're picking 10-10 and she's
in
a rave.
I'm picking 10-10 still. Cool. And I'm gonna make her better.
No, you can't. Cool. That's all going into it. I'm saying.
I'm going to pick the best. I'm going to pick the best one. You know who? This is Elizabeth Regina.
Ah, this guy.
Kashmula. She loved me longer than you and you.
No, but that's not
involved. Do you know what's going to happen?
You're going out of context. Okay, cool. You're going out of context.
All right,
I could pick a fucking bonus.
Yeah, okay, cool. Can I wait like you took it straight away, the 5 out of 10. You took 10-10 in
here. I took 10-10.
Can I wait like a year and take like a 6.5?
No. That's what I'm saying. No, you're changing the context, bro. Keep on.
He changed it, man. Sabaloid was all about.
No, he said 5 out of 10.
Oh, cool. Is the 5 thing? You see the 5 out of 10 thing? Yeah. Is she like is she dumb, bro? Is she like a blonde, like she ditzy?
No. The 5 thing is smart.
Nah, then cool. I'm taking 5, man. I'm with no my nigga here, bro. It's 10. She be like, yeah, blood. Dick don't work no more as you used to.
Nah. She's gonna be making calls and that in the kitchen.
She's 10-10, so she's a model. She's 10-10.
The plumber's coming. The plumber's gonna be leaving the house.
Five in the afternoon, yeah, your taps are working. Yeah, the plumber came round. Shit, he wasn't changing no pipes.
Malata Dwale.
Boy.
Giving that pipe, fam. Hey. Come on.
How you doing?
Yeah, nah, man. Listen,
that's what I mean there. Fish and the jibbies.
Fish and the jibbies. We gave too much, bro.
Wow.
Too much, yeah.
Shout out the engineer.
Engineer, yeah, state your name and your socials.
Don't worry, man. I'm gonna be on the end. Soulbox Studio, you can see that, bro. Put that nigga on the map.
Soulbox Studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Instagram, bro?
Yeah. Soulbox Studios. That way, you're going to see it anyway in the credits. Yeah, nah, you're going to see this nigga in the credit anyway, fam. Man.
Shout out the engineer.
Yeah,
fam.
Mr. Master DJ.
Anyways.
And the photographer in the background.
Cheek.
With the Moncler looking like he's cold in the bitch. Wow. Nigga, the heating's on.
Cheese.
Think of your jacket, cuz. He's hot in this bitch.
He's saying. Nah, for real. Nah, shout out to the, you get it, fam.
Hey there, Diaspora Media, Fish and Chibbies.
Yeah. We're gonna kill it here.
Pat.
Next week, we should have so much more to show you guys.
It's just a start.
It's just a start. It's our first episode. So, you get it, fam? We can only go up from here.
Anything can happen. You know, like the advert.
Thank you guys for watching. And yeah, man. Just keep watching, support the thing. Your boy Bash, Backpack Books. And Bermondsey. You get me, fam?
Shout out to engineer Saltbox.
I love
Saltbox
everyone.
Studios.
Dunno.